Welcome to the Holistic You podcast. I'm your host, James Weiler. The purpose of this podcast is to teach you the things you didn't get taught at school, to teach you the things your parents didn't teach you about what it is to live a happy, healthy, and balanced life. Each week, we'll bring you expert guests to help you break down into bite-sized digestible pieces important life lessons you need to know. This will inspire you with confidence for your own personal journey. Hi, just a quick note. This podcast provides general financial advice only. That means it is not specific to you, your needs, goals, or objectives. Don't act on the information until you've spoken with a financial advisor. If you're looking for an advisor, a good place to start is by visiting the ASIC Money Smart website. Welcome back to another episode of the Holistic You podcast. Today we're going to talk all things superannuation. And the reason that this is because I've got two friends. Now these two friends earn roughly the same amount of income. They work in the same industry. They've worked for the same, roughly the same amount of time. And they're receiving roughly the same amount in contributions into their respective funds. Now the first friend has a balance of about $100,000. And the second friend has a balance about double that. His balance is about $200,000. And these friends came to me because they were trying to work out why their super funds were so vastly different. So I thought, why not do an episode on all things superannuation? So you might be thinking, what is super? So superannuation was introduced in the early 90s. The purpose of superannuation is so that more of us can be self-funded and rely less on the government when we retire. So the government wants us to rely less on things like Social Security or Centrelink. And as such, they've made superannuation a really favorable tax structure for us to accumulate our long-term wealth. So this is, and will be, for most of you, your retirement nest egg. Now, for those of you that don't even know where to start and aren't even sure where your super is, the good thing is, the ATO MyGov is a really good source of record keeping. So if you go into the ATO MyGov, go to the ATO module, you'll be able to actually see what your super funds are by searching under super. You'll be able to look at, for example, total super balance. This will give you a breakdown of all your different super funds. If, however, within this search you find that there's some super that you thought you had that's not recorded, you can also do a Find My Lost Super search within the ATO MyGov website as well. So now that you know where your superannuation is and you know what super is, the next thing you're probably going to say is, well, James, I've got a fund from when I worked at McDonald's, I've got a fund from when I had my university job, and I've got a fund for my new job with KPMG. So I've got more than one fund. So what do? Do I consolidate or do I leave them where they are? And look, this is the age-old question when it comes to superannuation, and it's a really good question. Now, in order to help us out in this regard, there's a really nice resource called ChantWest. And ChantWest is literally an independent ratings agency that rates funds against one another. Now, if you ask them, they would say that there's three major considerations. Now, I know, working in my profession, that there's more than this, but in general terms, these are the three that they use. The first one is performance. So what they do is they assess the performance of Fund A versus Fund B versus Fund C against each other, and you can work out, based on historic returns, which is the best performing fund. Now note, past performance does not give indication of future performance, but what you can get an idea of is the track record of performance and historically if they've been outperforming their peers. The other thing that you can do is compare each fund to the median performance. So what the ChantWest does is it actually compares or does a comparison of all of the funds and averages out their returns, and you can compare individual funds to that median return of all funds. The second major consideration according to ChantWest would be fees. So fees are measured both in admin fees, and admin fees are account keeping fees. See, this is the fee that you would pay to actually keep your account with the individual super fund. And the second part, or second type, major type of fees, are performance or investment fees. And these are the fees that relate to the underlying investment. So if you're in the balanced fund, for example, you would have a specific fee for being in the balanced fund. You might pay, for example, 50 basis points for being in the balanced fund. Now, the third major consideration, according to Chant West, is insurances. So what is the level and what is the quality of insurance? And this is things like life insurance, TPD insurance, and income protection insurance. What is the level and quality of those insurances within the super fund? Now, let's say you've done your Chant West comparison and you feel like you know which is the best fund. Before you do that, and before you consolidate, I would strongly suggest you get advice. Now, if you're still opposed to that and advice is too costly for you, as a very bare minimum, I would suggest calling each of the funds you're intending to roll out of and asking them, what are the implications of me rolling my funds out of this super fund into my other super fund? Now, some of the things they may mention is they may talk about some type of transaction costs. They may talk about exit fees. Now, the really important one they should talk to you about is some of the benefits that you'll lose. And some of the benefits that you may lose will include insurance cover. And this is really, really important. Insurance. The best way to see insurance, guys, is as a funding gap, as in the difference between the position that you're in now, the financial position that you're in now, versus the financial position that you need to be in a position to be able to retire. There's three types of insurance that you can have within super. You have life insurance, i.e., if you pass away, this will be included in your super benefit. You have TPD insurance. So this is if you're totally disabled or totally and permanently disabled, I should say, you're unable to work. The third type of insurance is income protection. So this protects your income whilst you're off work temporarily. Now, the best way to see these insurances is, let's say that you're in a financial position where your total net assets are worth $0. And let's say that for you to be able to retire, you need to be in a position where you have $2 million in net assets. One could argue in that case, you need $2 million worth of death and TPD cover. Now, that's just a very general example, but it gives you an idea of the funding gap that can be filled by insurance. So it's really, really important that the level of insurance that you have is adequate. And it's also important to understand the quality of the cover and specifically what you are and are not covered for. Because when it comes to insurance, they have these things called pre-existing conditions. And sometimes when you'll start a new policy, there'll be a pre-existing condition clause where you can't claim on a pre-existing condition for a certain amount of time. So super, super important to be aware of this. What we don't want and what you don't want to do as part of consolidating is lose access to some cover and then take out new cover that has a pre-existing condition and thereby not covering you for something that you could have been covered with before from a previous fund. The other thing you can do is you can also look at the individual product disclosure statements for each of the super funds that you have money with. Now, let's summarize the episode. So firstly, we looked at what is super. We then looked at where you can actually find your super. And then we looked at, well, what are the different ways that we can actually compare super? And according to Chant West, the independent ratings agency, there's three major types. We have performance, we have fees, and we have insurances. We would always recommend if you are looking to consolidate, getting advice. If you're not willing to do that and you're not comfortable with that, then as a bare minimum, you need to be fully aware of the implications of consolidating if that's what you're choosing to do. You can do that by contacting the super funds and asking them, what benefits do I lose? What fees do I pay? What transaction costs will I be hit with if I do look to consolidate? We'll leave it there. Thanks so much for listening.
Thanks for listening to the Holistic You podcast, where we inspire you with the confidence to live a happy, healthy, and more balanced life. If you found today's content meaningful, please tag me in your stories or posts or follow me on Instagram. Like and subscribe and leave a 5-star written review.